Rabbi David gave me a little chizek to give the shmuz today. So I guess it was meant to be. So I thought it would be very appropriate today that I share with you one idea that's in this week's parsha. And it's actually an idea that is in this sefer called Sichot Be'avodat Hashem. Sichot Be'avodat Hashem. And the same sefer that the guys picked up in my house where they were knocking each other out. So how appropriate it is that I'm going to speak from this sefer. And the author of the sefer, the shmoozing from the sefer, comes from Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Elazar Meizlish. Is that pronounced correctly? Meizlish. Thank you. So he says that Yosef HaTzadik receives the adjective of Tzadik because what he's able to do is he's able to surpass tremendous amounts of nisyonot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws his way in last week's parsha. And we all know the stories, Asher HaPotifar, and he goes down to the jail, and he solves dreams, and it's a tremendous amount of nisyonot, and therefore he goes and he gets Yosef HaTzadik. He's a tremendous person. But really, Yosef HaTzadik deserves the name and the title of Tzadik, not so much for the nisyonot that he's able to pass, but because what he does in this week's parsha. And what does Yosef HaTzadik do in this week's parsha? In this week's parsha, Yosef HaTzadik, with tremendous mesirut nefesh, he makes sure not to hurt his brothers. That's what he's able to do. What's the proof? So it says, in this particular sikha, that if you open up the parsha, the pasuk says, "V'lo yachol Yosef l'itapek l'chol anitzavim alav." Finally, he's emotional. His brothers are there with him. He can't hold back anymore. It's been 22 years. He's had a tremendous burden, and he can't take it. That the mitzvah around him. V'yikra hotziu kol ish me'alai, v'ra mad ish ito b'itvada Yosef elachav. He's about to give over. He's about to fall. His brother, see, oh yeah, I know that the guy that you thought was killed. He's about to do that, but before he does that, he clears the room. Beautiful Rashi. Rashi says, "V'lo l'chol Yosef l'itapek l'chol anitzavim." What does that mean? That he couldn't hold it. He couldn't bear that there were other people there. Lo hayah yachol lisbol sheyu mitzrim nitzavim alav. He couldn't take it that there were going to be Egyptians around there. V'shomim she'echad v'ayishim b'ivad'o lahem. And they're going to hear the embarrassment that he might cause his brothers when he finally revealed himself. That's what Rashi says. And the Midrash Tanchuma has a beautiful verse on that Rashi. And he says, you know, what Yosef thought was, Yosef understood that at that moment in time he was going to put his life in danger. At that moment in time he realized, before he did it, that these are the same brothers that wanted to kill him beforehand. They just came up with a scheme of selling us. And if he was going to tell them, "I'm Yosef," that he would take the chance and put himself in danger, he might be killed again. Says the following, written in the Sefer Tzvor Hamor. It says, do you understand the meaning of that? That at that moment in time, he was willing not only to put his life in danger, but everything that he worked up for until this moment in time will be forgotten. The whole point was he wanted his dream to be fulfilled. Gone. He wanted to embrace his father. Gone. All the dreams, everything he worked up, the name that he had, the shame tov that he had, gone. Because he realized the brothers could have killed him. Elakach amar Yosef b'libo, motav she'erog v'lo v'yesh et achi b'fnei ha'mitzrim. Better that I should be killed and not be embarrassed. And this is the highlight. Sheshamu ha'shvatim shehu Yosef. When the other brothers heard that this is Yosef, ratzu be'emet lehargo miyad. They wanted to kill him immediately. Ela Shiva Malach Uftaran. And Malach came along and he separated them. Hareisha I lav hanesa zeh hayum emitino to bli sefek. And if it wouldn't have been for this one magnificent miracle, that the Malach came and he made sure that he wasn't, and he made sure that Yosef was not going to be killed, he would have been killed. So one level of the tzitkas of Yosef is that he was willing to put himself in a situation where he mamash endangered his life. For what?
For what? For not embarrassing his brothers. He did
that. Was one phase. What's the next phase? The next phase, the pasuk tells us, Vayomer Yosef Elechav, Ani Yosef. Yosef says to his brothers, I am Yosef. And at that moment in time, Lo Yachlu Echav La Notato Knivalu Mipanav. His brothers cannot respond to him. Rashi says, Knivalu Mipanav, from the busha that they had, the embarrassment that they had. So we all think, what we were taught, is that Yosef realized at that point in time, but there was tremendous embarrassment. Imagine, you yourselves, each one of us in this room, we've all done something in our lives that was very embarrassing. And imagine, at that point in time, imagine right now, the video screen comes down, and there's a projector. One of the Rebbeim like to say that after 120 years, we're going to go upstairs, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to press play. And there's going to be a film. It's going to be a film about each one of us in this room. And the film will be about all the things that we've done in this world, both good and bad. But imagine for one second now, the screen comes down and there's a film about the worst thing that you could have possibly done right now in this room in front of everybody. Imagine the busha that you would have had. The embarrassment. And Yosef realized that by telling his brothers that yes, and he'll say that he would cause a tremendous embarrassment. What did he say? We all think that Yosef says to them later on, don't fight among yourselves. Don't fight about who committed this sin. Who committed this atrocity. Don't fight among yourselves. Make sure you go to Yaakov peacefully. For both sides, that's not necessarily the case. It says in the Midrash, what does it mean, Al Tegudu Badera? That Yosef tried to appease his brothers to such a degree that said, what? You shouldn't be ashamed of what you did. What you did was a tremendous thing. You did a tremendous gift. You gave me a tremendous gift. You were the most awesome, the most amazing, the best brother I've ever had in my entire world. And he went on and on and he started to cry in front of them. Don't be bad me. And he was so convincing. What does it mean not to do the death? Don't fight on the way. He was so convincing that really what he was telling them was, when you go back home to Yaakov, don't say which one should take the credit of that amazing thing that I did for Yosef. That's what he said. Hayakev anshitara kolkat l'shachnea otam shebimichrato asulo et atubad dola biyoter. He was so convincing that what they did was such an amazing thing that he was afraid that they were going to fight. Hey, I could have sold Yosef. I could have sold Yosef. I could get that split. That's what Yosef did. He took that screen and he turned it around. He realized that his brothers were going to be embarrassed. He took the screen and he turned it around. And he didn't want them to be embarrassed. Instead, he embarrassed himself. What? You threw me in the machine? Don't worry about it. I want the prison? Don't worry about it. Everybody laughed at that Hebrew? Don't worry about it. That's what convincing Yosef was. That was phase two. But what irks me the most is phase number three. Says in a sikha right here, phase number three, which really earned him the title, is that for 22 years he didn't see his father. And he realized for 22 years his father is sitting there thinking that he's dead. 22 years! Some of us can't even realize that we're kind of worried about talking to our parents. Imagine, God forbid, 100 times over, that our parents should think that something should happen to us. Forget about death, something should happen to us. How weird that would be. And we realize what type of a special relationship he had with his father for 22 years. And finally they meet. And here is the scene when they meet. Yaakov, Yosef, 22 men, would speak naturally. They would embrace, they would cry, they would kiss, they would hold each other. Sometimes when I don't see my mother for a month, it takes about a minute to let go of me. 22 years, and what happens? Yosef comes and embraces, and he's crying, he's emotional. Chazal tell us, the Torah tells us, Chazal tells us, Yaakov was afraid. Yaakov was afraid that during the time that Yosef was in Mitzrayim, that maybe he was a chote. Maybe he did something that was mitame. And therefore, he's not privileged to give Yaakov that kiss, to give Yosef that kiss. And he holds up, and he waits. Says the Sikha later on, I'm not going to read it for you. Finally, when Yaakov went to Mitzrayim, for how many years?